This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Nailed it. The Fabulous Fox Theater has unveiled its 2025-2026 Broadway season lineup. It's featuring a diverse array of productions. Here's a little bit of the schedule. You can go see The Life of Pi, The Notebook, The Wiz, The Outsiders, Hell's Kitchen, The Phantom of the Opera, The Big One, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child's Coming, as well as Spamalot, Les Mis, A Christmas Story, Stomp, Beetlejuice, MJ, and Hades Towns.
Yeah, this is the message I get this morning when I wake up from my
daughter.
Nap from my daughter. Les Mis is coming to the Fox. I have got to go see that. So
it was at the Muni last year.
I know, but I
AKA I think she Dad, get me tickets.
She might have seen that there. I don't know.
But this Harry Potter is the one night show. So on Broadway, It's two nights, and then they cut it down. So it is the one night version. So you don't have to go to the Fox twice, but also you're seeing half of the original show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
The Christmas Story would be good.
It is good.
Yep.
It's a musical.
Yeah.
If you want season tickets, they're going to be available for purchase starting May 28th. So get in line. The Grateful Dead is commemorating its 60th anniversary with the release of an expansive 60-CD box set titled Enjoying the Ride. It's scheduled to be released on May 30th. This collection encompasses 60 hours of live performances.
And four songs.
Yeah, right. It was recorded between 69 and 94, featuring 20 complete shows and approximately 450 songs, many of which were previously unreleased. Aren't all their shows recorded, though? I mean,
yes. They encourage it.
Yeah. So
94 is the year that Garcia died, right? So it's up until then?
94, 95. I forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I covered his last show out at Riverport. That was the...
That's where my wife's cousin got hurt.
Oh, yeah. That's where the deck collapsed or whatever on those fans that year.
Oops.
She still has to wear a knee brace.
Which is the only reason they had me out there at 10 o'clock at night covering that concert, because of what had happened with that accident. And that ended up being one of Jerry Garcia's last shows.
August 9th, 95 was the day he died.
Okay, yeah.
The sequel to the iconic 1984 mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, is set to hit theaters on September 12th. The titled Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. It reunites the original cast members of Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer, as well as director Rob Reiner.
Reiner.
Sorry.
Meathead.
Yeah. It's going to feature cameos from Paul McCartney, Elton John, Garth Brooks, and a couple others. If you want to see a 30-second teaser, it's online right now.
They've already had a sequel in 1992. It's called Break
Really?
Like the Wind. And I thought that was funny. And they toured. They were out at what was then called Riverport.
Yes.
It's always Riverport, Carl.
It'll always be Riverport.
And they were there and they did a concert. It was in April and it was freezing.
Wow. Okay.
But this will be, as they're saying, the end continues. This is the final.
Uh-huh. Final. Don't even get me started.
It looks like Beyonce is reportedly facing challenges in selling out her UK tour dates for the Cowboy Carter tour. Despite the massive success of her 2023 Renaissance World Tour, fans have expressed concern over increased ticket prices for the upcoming show. The cheapest seated tickets have risen from the... Now, this is from their 2023 to now. They've risen 27%, with premium and standing tickets seeing even larger hikes. I looked online. The cheapest ticket over there is £70, which is around $90. Premium is £800, which is about
$1,000.
Yeah, but $90 is not a lot to see Beyonce.
Yeah, but people are just tired of paying this, let's be honest.
But is it the artist that primarily dictates that, or is it the third party? Like, is it the ticket?
Well, no matter what the ticket price is, there's $20 of fees on top of it.
But I'm saying, who would say, hey, we're going to raise prices? Would it be the artist, or would it be the person who, the company that's managing the tickets?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, like, I always ask, who would pay $10,000 to see Taylor Swift? But there are people out there that will or did.
Who would pay $300 to see Sammy Hagar?
Me. Hey, but that's far less than $20,000. Come on, Carl.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.